This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gappa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia this evening. The talks will focus on broadening the strategic partnership between the two countries in areas of mutual interest, including trade, defense, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people linkages. Several agreements are also expected to be signed after the talks between the two nations. The Prime Minister arrived in the Brazilian capital last night after wrapping up a productive visit to Rio de Janeiro for the 17th BRICS summit. Information and Broadcasting Ministry, through its WaveX startup accelerator platform, has launched the Kala Setu real-time language Tech for Bharat Challenge. This nationwide initiative invites India's leading AI startups to develop indigenous scalable solutions for the automated generation of audio, video and graphic content from textual inputs with support for multiple Indian languages. The challenge focuses on scalable solutions that support three core areas of AI-driven content generation. Governor Kirti Parnaik graced the grand finale of the Maiden Inter Advanced Landing Ground Football Tournament as the chief guest at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium UPA today, applauding the Indian Air Force for its commendable initiative. The governor said the tournament was more than a sporting competition. It was a platform for meaningful engagement with the youth living around the advanced landing grounds across the state. He said that involving young people in constructive activities like football promotes discipline, teamwork and a sense of purpose. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Amin launched the Nadi Utsav 2025 at Namsai today. As part of the initiative, 30,000 fingerlings of various fish species were released into the Marwa, Tiang and Namtenga rivers in Namsai with the goal of restoring their populations in the riverine ecosystem. While addressing the gathering, Meen said that the Nadi Utsav is being observed to restore fish populations in the rivers. He urged upon the village heads and community leaders to spearhead the conservation movement and deploy youths to guard the forests and rivers from illegal hunting and rampant fishing in order to protect the rich flora and fauna and aquatic life. Home Minister Mama Natung today chaired a meeting to address crucial issues concerning the state. The meeting deliberated on illegal migration, deportation of illegal immigrants, land encroachment by Chakma Hajong settlers and revision of electoral rolls in the state. Natung, in a social media post, said that the state government remains resolute in formulating a clear and effective policy to safeguard the rights of the indigenous communities. Advisor to Home Minister Muchu Mithi, Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta, senior officials and members from APSU were also present during the meeting. Union Minister for Parliamentary and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju virtually chaired the third quarter district development coordination and monitoring committee meeting for Tawang district at the DC office Tawang today. While addressing the gathering, Tawang DC Namgya Langmo highlighted the importance of the meeting as an opportunity to regroup, assess progress and address challenges in the execution of both centrally sponsored and state-funded development programs across the district. In the meantime, the union minister commended the Tawang district administration and stakeholders for diligently implementing the government schemes and maintaining a robust system for fund utilization. A one-day awareness program under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan was successfully conducted by Government Upper Primary School Anneli in Diwang Valley District today. The program focused on enlightening the participants about the dangerous effects of drug abuse and emphasized the critical roles of parents, teachers, community members and grassroots organizations. The event saw enthusiastic participation from students, PRI members, teachers, Anganwadi workers and community stakeholders. Chief Minister Pema Khandu congratulated Pungni Tara for her stellar performance at the Asian Youth Weightlifting Championship in Kazakhstan. In the social media post, Khandu said that her remarkable achievement with one gold and two silver in the 44 kg category has made both the state and the nation immensely proud. A moderate earthquake measuring 4.1 on the Richter scale struck the central part of Assam at around 9:22 a.m. today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.